This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Spurs defender Mickey van der Ven has come out and said, "I feel at home here, it feels like a family, and Ange Postecoglou is like a father figure." A former Spurs midfielder has aimed a big dig at current Spurs star. Reports in Italy are stating that Spurs are interested in Bologna defensive midfielder Riccardo Calafiori. A former Premier League star has come out and said that Spurs goalkeeper Vicario is too nice. He needs to be more aggressive. Howard Webb has admitted an error in the North London derby. Robert Jones will referee the Chelsea v Spurs game on Thursday. And Paul Tierney will referee the Liverpool v Spurs game on Sunday. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going for all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you listen to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Let's start by talking about Mickey van der Ven. He has come out and said that he is really happy at the football club and it feels like family. He said, "I'm really enjoying it. The club and the people here are amazing. London as well is an amazing place and I really like spending time in the city. When I first arrived here, everyone was so sweet and welcomed me with open arms. They were really attentive and helped me with everything I needed, which helped me settle in so fast. All of my teammates are top guys. Everyone gets on really well. Even though we're from different countries, it doesn't feel like that because it really feels like a family. I feel at home here." Van der Ven then went on to talk about Postecoglou and said, "I had a good meeting with Ange. We knew the interest from Spurs and it was good to speak to the gaffer. His vision on football, I liked it. To play out from the back, to play offensive football with a lot of possession. The way he spoke to me and the trust he gave me in the meeting really convinced me to sign. I think he's a top manager. He's really clear in what he wants and sticks to his principles. What makes him special is that he knows exactly what he wants and what is best for his teams. So he keeps pushing us more and more, which is important. I like to play out from the back. Sometimes you need to play with risk in the build-up under pressure, but he gives us the calmness and trust to play like this. He wants us to keep pushing to play that way, to keep calm and playing from the back, and I really enjoy that. Obviously, playing with the high defensive line doesn't matter to me, playing with the space in behind, because I back my speed. I like to play with the high line because it means we can press higher up the field to encourage more offensive football, and that's what I enjoy the most." Van der Ven then went on to say, "Even if we have an off game, we can bounce back to what we have to do because there is a clear focus." Talking about Ange Postecoglou, Van der Ven then went on to say, "He's been really good for this group. He is like a father figure who is so nice to everyone, but he pushes us hard when we have to get down to business." Former Spurs midfielder and now TalkSport pundit Jamie O'Hara has aimed a huge dig at Tottenham Hotspur left-back Ben Davies, who of course started the North London derby on Sunday. He said, "We go 2-0 down, Ben Davies shouldn't be playing at left-back, but has to play at left-back. He is not good enough. We need to get rid. Show Saka on his right, show him away from the goal. You let him come in and just put one in the bottom corner. You know what he's going to do. You know he's going to do that." Team Talk have just stated that Tottenham rattle big name rivals to lead chase for another impressive Serie A signing. Tottenham have reportedly jumped ahead of Serie A giants Juventus in the race to sign a highly rated Bologna defender this summer. Team Talk have stated that the North London side has used the Italian market extensively in recent years, with Radu Dragusin, the latest capture when the Romanian centre-back arrived from Genoa back in January. And it now looks as if Spurs may have beaten a number of teams to capture Bologna defensive standout Riccardo Calafiori as well. Reports in Italy are reporting that Ange Postecoglou's men have been battling Juventus, AC Milan and Napoli for the 21-year-old signature. The report also states that Spurs are favourites to seal a transfer for Calafiori in the summer. There is no mention of what kind of fee Bologna are looking for the player, although he is currently valued at €25 million. Former Premier League defender, now Sky Sports pundit Michael Richards has come out and said that Vicario needs to be more aggressive on the pitch. He said Vicario has been outstanding this season, but he needs to be aggressive. If someone is standing in front of you, push him out of the way. I don't understand why he is so nice. Richards then said, like the old school goalkeepers back in the day, Peter Schmeichel comes to mind, even David James with his frame and his size. If someone is in your space, move them out of the way. If your opponent can't see the ball, he can't get ahead on it.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The match officials have now been confirmed for the Chelsea v Tottenham Hotspur game in the Premier League at Stamford Bridge on Thursday evening, 7:30pm kickoff. The referee will be Robert Jones. His assistants will be Ian Hutton and Wade Smith. The fourth official, Tim Robinson. VAR, Michael Salisbury. His assistant will be James Manwaring. The match officials have also been confirmed for the Liverpool v Tottenham Hotspur game at Anfield. In the Premier League, the referee will be Paul Tierney. His assistants will be Scott Ledger and Matt Wilkes. The fourth official will be Tom Bramall, VAR John Brooks, and assistant VAR James Manwaring. PGMOL boss Howard Webb has admitted it was an error not to award Tottenham Hotspur a penalty in the North London derby against Arsenal before VAR's intervention. Howard Webb said, "I know Michael Oliver will be really disappointed. He had a really good game. He's one of our top referees. He is one of the top referees in the world." He's been selected for the Euros in Germany this summer together with seven other English officials, and he had a really, really good game in the way that he managed it. But I know that you'll be disappointed. He misread that in the moment, and we can all misread things in the moment. I did it many times myself, but thankfully we've got VAR that can look at these situations very quickly. You'll hear Jared Gillett at the VAR check it, stop the game in a neutral zone so nothing else can happen. For example, we don't want a goal scored at the other end and then having to take away that as well. Stop the game as soon as possible. Michael Oliver went to the screen, looked at it, quickly saw the error and gave the penalty. Without VAR, this would have stayed as a non-awarded penalty. It would have been hugely controversial. So a really good use of the VAR facility here. I understand when you're in the stadium, the longer something takes, the more difficult it is to accept, really. You want to be efficient. You want to be quick. VAR is meant for clear errors, and therefore something should jump off the screen quickly, and we should be able to rectify it quickly as well. So we're always working on being more efficient for the experience of the fans in the stadium. Now, my thoughts on everything in this episode. Let's start by talking about Mickey van der Ven saying that he feels at home. It feels like a family. Ange Postecoglou is like a father figure. You can certainly see.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
That the players have bought into Ange's style. Every single player wants to play for Ange Postecoglou. And Mickey van der Ven has been an absolute superstar, one of our best players so far this season. Of course, the season was a little bit derailed once we lost Mickey van der Ven and one or two others, James Maddison, etc. You know, during that Chelsea game, of course, Udogi and Romero got red cards. They were both suspended. But Mickey van der Ven has been absolutely superb. And when you think, you know, he didn't play a lot of football at all at professional level for Wolfsburg. So to come in at the Premier League and be such an incredible defender, one of the best in the Premier League this season, he has been absolutely awesome. I think he has got a fantastic career ahead of him, and hopefully he will be at Spurs for many, many years. And as he said there, he feels at home. He's very happy at the football club. He's very happy in London, which is great to hear. Now, Michael Richards has come out and said that Vicario is too nice. He needs to be more aggressive. I think ever since the FA Cup game against Manchester City, I think that every single team are now targeting him. So I do agree, actually, with Michael Richards. I think that Vicario now needs to be a lot more aggressive in these games. You know, when I saw the replays of Ben White winding up Vicario, scratching his gloves and pulling at his gloves, etc., it's quite frustrating to see. I think Vicario does need to be a lot more aggressive now. Obviously, you know, not that aggressive that he gets red cards and gets sent off. But I think that he needs to really demand that 6-yard box, certainly when it comes to corners, because we are really struggling on set pieces at the moment. And I think when the opposition are seeing that a goalkeeper is perhaps struggling in these situations, they're always going to target you. So this needs addressing as soon as possible. So I do agree with Michael Richards. More aggression is certainly needed in these games. The mistake from Michael Oliver in the North London Derby, I said this on the podcast straight after the game. Michael Oliver was just a couple of yards away. It was right in front of him. I am so surprised, because I know a lot of people are probably going to shout at me here. I actually think that Michael Oliver is probably the best, if not, you know, one of the best in the Premier League. You know, Howard Webb has come out and said that he is one of the best in the world. You expect a lot more. I think this season we have spoken, not just on the Spurs Chat podcast, you know, you listen to any other podcast, any other, you know, covering any other team on their podcast, on their YouTube channels. Everyone, every team's fans are whinging and moaning about referees. I'm not one to whinge and moan about referees. I think they've got a very, very difficult job. However, this season, it just seems that every podcast we record, I'm talking about the referee because of really poor decisions. And, you know, fair enough, it was dealt with, and fair enough, it was rectified in the end because it went to VAR. You know, VAR, for a change, it went for us. But, you know, Michael Oliver went over to the screen. He then gave the penalty and all was sorted. And Howard Webb rightly said there, if VAR wasn't, you know, part of the game now, then that penalty decision would have never have been given, which would have been a real, real bad decision. So, you know, improvements are needed massively in the refereeing area of football at the moment, because some games are really being ruined. Luckily, this decision on this occasion, it didn't ruin the game, but we have seen... you know, you ask Nottingham Forest fans about VAR and you ask them about refereeing decisions this season, they will tell you exactly how they feel. They're very unhappy with it. So it's frustrating. But hopefully, you know, during the summer, you know, the Referees Association and everyone involved there can somehow put improvements in place to try and make things a lot better for next year, so we're not keep you know, going on about mistakes all the time. Spurs are interested in a defensive midfielder from Bologna, Calafiori. It's going to be interesting. I'll keep saying this about the transfer window. Of course, it is this time of the year now where we're being linked with absolutely everyone. Spurs fans, we all know what we need to improve this Tottenham Hotspur starting 11 and this squad. But I always try to see, you know, both sides, and I always try to remain positive as a Spurs fan. And I think when you look at it, the bigger picture, and, you know, put it all into context, if Spurs finish fifth in the Premier League this season, that is a huge improvement. Spurs fans have enjoyed the season, the majority of it. We have seen some entertaining football, although we're not seeing a lot of that at the minute. I think that Ange, you know, we know that he wants to improve the side. We know that he wants to improve the squad. It all does take time. And I know that sometimes us Spurs fans don't want to be patient, because we're thinking, well, we've waited 16 plus years for a trophy. Of course, our last trophy was back in 2008. But, you know, progression, it is all about progression. We will see the ambition from the football club again. We will see how Ange is backed in the summer to see what types of players that he's going to bring in. But we all know that we need a number six. We all know that we need a number nine. There are other areas as well that we need to strengthen. Of course, you know, Jamie O'Hara has had a dig at Ben Davis. I think when you're planning European competition for next year as well, you want to have really, really good backups who can play in those positions. I think it's fair to say that Ben Davis and Destiny Udogi playing the inverted fullback role are completely different. And I get exactly that. But it's going to be, hopefully, a really good window in the summer. Ange can go again. And, you know, Ange wants to fight for the Premier League title next year. I think there is a lot of work to do still. I think there are a lot of signings to come in. I think a lot of people will go out the door as well. It's going to be, you know, we're still going through a major rebuild. I think some people forget that sometimes. I know we like to win every game. I know we don't ever want to lose games, and we want to see, you know, a winning run all the time. We want to see that passion. But I think, you know, what Andrew said before, a couple more windows, I think that he will, you know, start to be happy with exactly what he's got. So, yeah, if we finish fifth at the end of this season, I think it is progression. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you listen to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you in the next one. Until then, come on, you Spurs.